The British artist Oliver Beer works with sculpture, architecture, and sound. WNYC's John Schaefer went to see and listen to his current exhibit at the Met Broyer.
This music is coming from the Vessel Orchestra. It's a motley assortment of jars, vases, busts, and other sculptures. Some are contemporary, but a few are incredibly ancient.
This one here is a 7,000-year-old Iranian jar that has survived all this time and singing a D, and if we come back in 7,000 years, it'll still be singing that D.
That's Oliver Beer. And when he says this jar, or any of the 32 objects in the Vessel Orchestra, is singing, he means that quite literally.
The sound is already inside them. Just like a seashell, when you hold it to your ear, you can hear something already.
Now, traditionally we say that when you hold a seashell to your ear, you hear the ocean. But what you're really hearing is the ambient sound of the world around you, filtered through the seashell's resonant frequency, its musical note, in a sense. And when you blow over the top of a bottle, or tap the side of a wine glass, you're hearing the resonant frequency of that object. Now, there was no way the Metropolitan Museum was going to let Oliver Beer go around tapping the sides of ancient jars and pots to find the notes he wanted. But fortunately, Beer didn't have to. All he needed to do was listen carefully and occasionally sing a bit.
You know, I'd invite anybody to do this. If you take an object that is pretty round, like a vase that closes at the top, and you listen very carefully, you'll hear that there's a note that's already present. And if you then sing a glissando, a sliding note, when your voice passes through that frequency, it automatically is enormously amplified by the vessel, and so you can very quickly identify the note that the object really wants to sing.
Beer chose 32 objects that gave him 3 full octaves of musical notes to work with. Then he had to make those notes audible to people who weren't pressing their ears right up to these works of art.
I've put a microphone inside every object, and it's connected to a mixer, which is connected to a keyboard. And so when I press the key, for example, the low A flat here, it turns on the microphone of the low A flat, which is going to be here, Mrs. Levy.
Mrs. Levy is a bronze bust of the wife of 19th century sculptor Olin Levy Warner.
And the microphone is inside the empty space of the object, and it just amplifies that resonance and enters immediately into a feedback loop.
So the natural frequency, the hum of each object, is picked up by the mic, sent through the speakers into the room, where it reinforces that hum, making it louder and louder until we can easily hear it. The keyboard controls which microphones are open, and when the mic is open, a little light goes on to show you which object is being heard. Oliver Beer wrote this music for the keyboard to play by itself, player piano style, while people come and go in the Met Breuer's top floor gallery. But at various points during the Vessel's exhibition, he'll use the keyboard to perform live pop-up shows, and every Friday evening, an assortment of musicians will perform with this Vessel Orchestra. Tonight, it's the Lebanese rock band Mashru Leila. Next Friday, we'll see a visit from jazz sax player and composer Matana Roberts. The diverse lineup of musicians matches the diverse array of objects in the Vessel Orchestra. A modern ceramic art object by Enzo Mari shares the stage with Qing Dynasty vases and a 6,000-year-old ceramic jar from central Iran that has long been an iconic part of the Met's collection. But Oliver Beer points fondly to a simple cooking pot that probably would have remained in storage if it weren't for this project.
That one's about 3,000 years old, and it's very, very simple and humble, and it's the equivalent of your IKEA saucepan. But because of its individual story of survival and its context, it's outlived its own context by so many generations that it's become something else. And so, in a way, I just hope people can see and hear the things in their lives and in museums, just slightly differently.
Oliver Beer's Vessel Orchestra runs at the Met Broyer through August 11th. John Schaefer, WNYC News.